Welcome to Lectio. Thanks so much for joining me as we spend some few minutes in this scripture prayer, encountering God's heart, listening to his voice, and being still in his presence. The first thing with Lectio is to make sure you're comfortable. So get comfortable so you can stay alert and yet keep your body's able to relax. You don't have to be tense. Take some big deep breaths if you need to, and any time that you get distracted, just go ahead and center yourself back with your breathing. I like to think about God being so close that I'm just breathing him in with every breath. So, you know, if you get distracted and you breathe him in, that's awesome. So never feel bad about that. Just every time you breathe him in, you're getting closer and closer to him. So the scripture for today is John 12, 20 to 26. I'm going to read it from three different versions, the Revised Standard, the Message, and the NIV. And let's get started. Almighty God, our Savior and Redeemer, we offer these next moments to you. Use them as you see fit. Help us to be still, to notice you, and to recognize your voice. And may we leave this time changed. The first stage of Lectio is to notice the word or phrase that God brings to your mind. Sometimes we try to work really hard and we try to make our brains do it. But Lectio, this kind of scripture prayer, is using God's word to connect to him, and he's using his word to connect to you. So notice what he brings to your mind. That's really the job that you have to do, is to notice. You don't have to work hard. And if nothing comes and you don't really notice anything, that's okay too. God's still here and he's still with you, and you're spending time in his presence. So he doesn't necessarily do the things we want him to do. So, you know, a Lectio format is a human format that works for a lot of people, but it's not God's only way to speak to us. So, and he is not bound in any way by the rules we set up. So he may have something, a different way to connect to you tonight. But we're doing Lectio, and so this is how we do it. I'm going to read the scripture three times. Between each time, we'll have a time of quiet for you to notice what God is bringing into your mind. John 12:20-26. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." So Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew went with Philip, and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Thank you. I'm going to read the text again, and this time, in addition to the noticing, it's the time to connect. Let God connect this word or phrase from His scripture into your life. And your connection is going to be different than other people's, because your life is different, and God's transforming you differently than He is someone else. But let Him bring those connections. You can explore this word or phrase with your senses. What does it bring to mind when you think of it? Is it smells or feelings or tastes? Use your imagination. Connect yours to this word or phrase with your memories, your hopes, your dreams. Just let it explore this connection fully within you in this unique way that God's bringing to you. John 12:20-26. There were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. "Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us?" Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip together told Jesus. Jesus answered, "Time's up. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If any of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me."
Thank you.
read the passage a third time, and in the quiet afterwards, listen for an invitation from God to you. Your invitation is personal, and it's from God. How cool is that? And you don't have to say yes, right? You can say maybe. You can say, I'm going to think about it. You can totally say yes. Or you can actually say no to God. He'll ask you again. But what would happen if you said yes? So listen for an invitation from God to you. John 12:20-26. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. I just want to say one thing before we move to the next section. If God invited you and you want to say yes, know that you're not going to do it with your own strength. He's not only inviting you, he's empowering you to do it. We never do it alone. We couldn't. We don't have the strength. We can only accept God's invitation with God's strength within us that allows us to do that, and his heart that fills us that allows us to desire it. So if you've said yes, know that you're going to be leaning into him and he's going to be pouring into you and enabling you to answer yes. But now the time for yeses and nos, for connecting and noticing and being invited and deciding how you want to answer. That's done for now. And right now, we're just going to rest in God's presence. Feel His arms around you. Feel His breath inside you. And just enjoy the miracle that the God of the universe wants to be with you for the next few minutes. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. Consider taking a few moments to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.